Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He indeed is Lord. He's over it all, and in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. And I greet you amidst all that's taken place on this world, in this planet, at such a time as this, all the craziness, all the distractions, all the shenanigans, all the attempts of the enemy to steal, to kill, to destroy, to do what the devil does amidst the people of God that are moving forward. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church as we choose to move out, because this whole world and the whole system of the world is built as a prison to keep souls from getting out, to keep souls from leaving this system and from being from going with God. And so, as the gates of hell are there designed to keep people in and to offer you whatever you need to stay, just like they offered Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and all of their splendor, as long as you stay, as long as you bow down, as long as you're part of it. And if you will be part of it, then hey, you can get a run around the track. But if you're going to be leaving, then they've got to do everything they can to marginalize you, to shame you, to bring you onto the outskirts, to do whatever they can. But they cannot let you be part of that setting free of other people or moving forward in what it is that God has called you to do, because in you doing what God wants you to do, it's destruction to them. Because Jesus came for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. And so as you do what God has for you to do and you carry on that ministry He has for you, you will be destroying the works of the devil. So it makes sense that they will try to marginalize you and push you to the outskirts and to thwart the work of your hands, to stifle. And so, yeah, so but it does accumulate. Those attacks get old really fast, and yet they persist for pretty much, well, the duration of my life thus far, and I'm sure the duration of your life. So, but here we are, you know, moving on in what it is that God desires for His people at this time. Here we are in this amazing clash, and the enemy has been unmasked on so many places, so many levels, and yet people don't seem to see. They don't see what we see. They don't seem to have eyes to see nor ears to hear. Definitely not hearts to understand. Or if they did, they would turn and be healed. You know, God would heal them. And they would turn and they would repent and they would get right with the Creator. They would get right with the Lord Jesus Christ, because He is the salvation. He is what they're looking for. You know, if they got everything that they want, they would still not be happy. The worlders, if they got everything that they want, they got all the lusts of the eyes and the lusts of their flesh, the pride of life, they had everybody giving them the accolades, you know, they would drink themselves into oblivion. They would drug themselves into nothingness. Because with all of that, there's no satisfaction. There's no fulfillment. There's no life. There's no truth. There's nothing real. And so they give you the distractions in the world just to keep you chasing the bouncing ball, just to keep you having something to work towards, something to go for. Because you got to have something to go for. If it's like Solomon said, meaningless, 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 everything's meaningless, now what are you going to do? You know, that doesn't make for workers to build their system. So what they have to do is they have to swap out what's real and give you a substitute, give you a counterfeit, and get you to try to go for that. So rather than real love and a real relationship and real intimacy and something that's under the direction and the leading and the guiding of God and what God brings together, let no man put asunder, rather than something like that and the joy of family with all of its challenges as well and all the stretching experiences that are there and everything else that bring for fulfillment, rather than that, well, let's fracture your soul into 400 pieces, shall we? Well, you can't even remember 200 of them. Let's get you split into so many different shards. No fulfillment. Shallow interactions, shallow relationships, shallow, just nothingness. Everything's cheap. Everything's disposable. Cheap people, disposable relationships. Nothing of any substance, nothing real. And in that kind of process too, when people come across something that is of value, they can't see it, they can't understand it, because they don't even have an ear or an eye for it. So you could put in front of them a $40 million painting and they wouldn't be able to tell the difference between that and something that is, oh, hey, that looks good, or something that's painted by a high school student in an art class. You know, it's the dulling of your humanity when you're in the world in this time. You know, you have to also realize too that there's some very targeted and very deliberate things that the world does do to carry out its agenda on people in this time. You've got to realize that they've taken a lot of things that are neutral and could have been a real benefit for humanity and weaponized them against you, knowing full well what they're doing, but also unable to restrain themselves, because hey, there's benefits and there's money in it, there's power, there's control. So, like, for example, in your phones, which, you know, we all have these, okay? Well, if you allow them to control how you use it, your dopamine levels are going to be all over the place, and tied to the usage of your device. You're not going to be able to sleep and rest at night, because the blue light's going to mess up your ability to make melatonin in your body in the way that all this stuff that's there. You won't be able to sleep, you won't be able to rest, your attention span is going to be so scattered, because you're going to hear that ping and you're going to forget what it was that you were just doing, who you were talking to, and you're going to be fractured. You're not going to be able to have any string of thought. So you have to get some control over these things in how you use them. Because if you let the world dictate it to you, they've turned people. It's like turning a 7-year-old loose in a candy store. You're with no holes barred. You know, that child without any guidance is going to make themselves so sick. But there is no guidance. The world is a rudderless ship, and there's no people that have common sense discussion, common sense to, you know, okay, here's common sense. Stop and think about what you need to do and how you need to do it. Get that done and then carry on with your life. And in that process, you might realize too that there's some addiction that's taking place as well. And you might have to detox yourself from some of these things. Because there is an attack, and the attack comes against your mind and your body and your spirit simultaneously. So, you know, I say this to you guys because, brothers and sisters out there, because it's important that we are deliberate about our interactions, that we're deliberate about what we do and how we do it. You know, I prefer a podcast to a video, even though maybe we will start doing a bit more video in the future. But I prefer a podcast just because you don't have to look at it. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, the world is so much based on sight. There's something that resonates when you hear that word. And I also like it too, because it can be something that's less invasive into your life. You know, you can drive and do this and listen. You can get a couple chores done, so it doesn't cut too much into the other things that may need to be there, but it can still be a benefit and enrich your life in some way. You can be on the subway. I don't know why, but early days when we were designing Faith Mix, I just kept thinking of somebody hopping on a subway somewhere, you know, like in New York City. Just you're on a subway and and you're listening to this, and you've got the earphones in, surrounded by all these people, but you're right there, and we're talking about the things of God and the word of God and the truth, and you're just there amidst all these people, and God is ministering to you, and we're sharing something in the spirit. And yeah, I always thought that it's cool to me. It's cool to me, the applications and the possibilities. Because also too, the world is changing, and a lot of the old forms of the way that things have been done, they're going to be brought into question. Now, for the child of God, look, you can flow with God, because we can redirect on a dime, you guys. We can shift and change so easily. We're like the wind. Jesus called us that. John chapter 3. You're like the wind. You know, we go where the Spirit leads us and guides us. When God moves this way, we flow with Him there. When God moves that way, God, we flow with Him there. We're like the wind. We're solid. We're built on Christ. There is nothing flaky about the people of God. But, you know, we flow with Him, and the world gets very frustrated at that, because they want you here. Sit down in that chair and stay right there where I can see you, look at you, measure you, control you, suck the life out of you. Does that summarize a few years of your lives? I know I've had that experience. Or you trust God. All right, Lord, what do you want me to do? You may go up, you may go down, you may go left, you may go right. Doesn't matter. I mean, definitely seen where it's been God's will to crush His own people in times. And in that, there's been a humbling. In that, there's been a struggle. In that, there's been some toughness. I mean, you know, I a couple characters in the scriptures that have always resonated with me. A lot of them. Just go read their story. I mean, it is not. If you read them and you actually stop and think about them instead of glossing over, it the people of God go through some stuff. All right, you guys. But God is with them in it. And when you're going through something, listen, you can pour your heart out to God. It's okay. You know, you don't have to like it. But you need to be real. I don't like a lot of the things that God... But I'm fulfilled in them. I'm fulfilled. I mean, there's several places that God's taken me. Countries that are pretty rough. But in going to those places, there's fulfillment. You know, when you're in step with God, you'll have fulfillment. When you're doing the things that God has for you to do, there will be fulfillment. Sometimes it does get frustrating, the interim between things, but that's just because God's moving some stuff around, including you. That's just because He's shifting some things around, preparing stuff, and it's not always, God's not always got it set up where it's like, okay, you're done with this, boom, 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 boom. Sometimes He wants you just to stop and be. And sometimes when you get a season where you can rest for a bit, listen, those are precious. Don't throw those away. You know, sometimes we want to just get on to the next thing. Sometimes you're going to wish you had that again, because things will get busy and fast and going quick, and you'll wish for some downtime, or you wish for some time where there is nothing going. But yeah, it all ebbs and flows. You know, this is not an easy time to be alive at all. But God's kept it simple. And He loves you, He loves us, and He's with His people. And whatever your frustrations are in these days and in this time, you just got to trust, and you just got to pray. And as you pray, you're going to see things change. You're going to see things happen. You know, so often, and I know this is why the enemy attacks our prayer life so much, is because he knows that if you do pray, he's stuck. He cannot stand up to the prayers of the people of God, led and guided by the Spirit of God. So they do everything they can to stop us from praying. Because if they can stop us from praying, they stop us from accessing the power that is ours in Christ. So they work so hard to get you to stop from praying and to get you to believe a lie, to get you off on another track. You know, the word will come, and the enemy will try to come and snatch it away right away, as quick as possible. Because they don't want you moving in that. They don't want that word to take root, to grow, to become something, to bear fruit in your life. I tell you what, God has literally, even in this last week, come to me with and gone out of His way to make sure that I got a word on some things that I needed to know about. And within 24 hours, all hell breaks loose to try to take that away. To try to get you to doubt it, to try to get you to question it, to try to get it to take it away from you. And if you don't realize that that's part of the game, then you're going to spend all of your time in that negative mindset that the enemy throws at you, those self-defeating thoughts, that voice. Did God really say? You know, the enemy will always try to bring that doubt into your head. Did God really say? Or twist the word, or get you to create your own destruction. So the power of creation God has put inside of you, because you've been made in the image and the likeness of the living God. So God's put power in you to create. And what the enemy does is wants you to create your own hell, wants you to create your own destruction, wants you to be the one to say, I'm no good, wants you to be the one to say, I can't do this, I can't, I won't, God this, I'm not, that tape. He wants you to play that tape over and over and over in your head, rather than the truth of the Word of the living God, which is you are a child of the living God. You are made in the image and the likeness of God. You have the creative power of that which made the entire universe, is working and is there on your behalf and is flowing through you in Jesus Christ. That you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you've got power flowing in and through you. Move in that power. He doesn't want you to do that. You read that word. You pray. You do the things that God asks for you to do. You move in the fact that, listen, one plus God is the majority. One plus God can shut down a nation. One plus God can do anything God wants to happen. You don't need anything else besides a true word from Him. And once you have that, move forward in that. All right. Hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Always love to hear from you. We'll talk to you again really soon. God bless you. Bye.